You're listening to Senior Stories, the voices of the class of 2020. This podcast was recorded virtually with limited internet connectivity during the COVID-19 global pandemic. We apologize for the effect on the quality of the sound. This interview was conducted by Gwendolyn Mellon, class of 2021.
So, what is your full name?
I'm Ingrid Elizabeth Hoops.
Where is home for you, Ingrid?
My home is in Middletown, Delaware.
First and foremost, how are you? Where are you right now, and how are you feeling about what is happening?
Right now, I'm in my house, in my room, and it has been very shocking to me what has been happening. I'm a very emotional person in general, so it's been very hard for me to, like, miss school, miss my friends. And especially when, like, my roommate lives, like, 20 minutes away and I can't see her. But I know, like, everyone has to stay inside, so that's, like, making it better. But
yeah,
it's just, it's, like, it's pretty rough.
One question I was going to ask is, so you and Katarina, I know you guys are very good roommates, very good friends. When did you guys start rooming together?
We started rooming together sophomore year, but we've been friends since first grade.
Wait, really? You guys went to school together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's awesome. Did you guys both come to St. Andrews freshman year?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys just couldn't, because it was randomly selected roommates, right? So you couldn't.
Yeah, so we couldn't room together freshman year. And we weren't even planning on rooming together sophomore year. It's just her roommate, Tian, left. She transferred to Exeter sophomore year, and so she was originally going to re-room with Tien, and I was going to room with Katie McAlintel, but then just both of those kind of fell out, and so Katarina and I were like, well, let's just room together, and it worked out, like, so perfectly. Like, a lot of people say don't room with your best friend, but that's worked out, like, so well for me.
What's been, like, the best year with her, you think? Like, junior year, senior year, sophomore?
I think either last year or this year have been the best year, just because we've, like, gotten used to living together, and it's just made, like, our relationship even stronger. And, like, knowing that, like, now, like, we could not room together again is, like, made it way more special.
Another person you have seen is obviously Sophie. And I know you also have another sister, too. But what's it like having a sister at St. Andrews? Because obviously you grew up with them, and now then going to boarding school too.
Yeah, so junior year when my sister was a freshman, I barely even saw her because I feel like freshmen and juniors don't interact a lot just because they don't live on their dorm and they don't have common classes. Like, sophomores will have common classes with freshmen, but not juniors. So I didn't really see her, but I feel like our relationship did get better. I feel like we had more things to talk about. Like, we used to fight a lot when we were little, but I think now that we're older and we both have, like, even more things in common, it's made it so much, it's really brought us together.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's it like being a dorm senior this year, taking care of the junior girls and stuff like that?
Well, last year was, like, the best year that I'd ever had on M, and the seniors were amazing, and I really want to, like, recreate that, like, connection, because we're so close in age that it's, like, a friendship and not, like, seniors on freshman dorm, like,
yeah,
charge, which is, like, it can be really rough. And I can't see myself being, like, authoritative like that. Like, even when, like, you guys are in you guys are in the bathroom at, like, midnight, I'm like, oh, hey, Gwen. Hey, yeah, like,
what's up?
Like, I love that.
No, you are phenomenal. I love having you in dorm room, especially, like, so close to my room, too. It's so much fun.
Yes, I love that.
So, is there a moment in your life that is particularly important to you, an event that maybe shaped who you are as a person? And if so, why?
There are a couple that I can think of. The first one is when I was in third grade and my mom was diagnosed with leukemia, and so we had to move out of my house, which was, like, a really old house that I used to live on campus. So we moved into a neighborhood, like, really fast, and in, like, fourth or fifth grade, like, she was completely recovered, but I have no memory of third grade just because of that. And right now that's, like, coming back kind of more relevant now, because if anyone in my family gets it, like, it's a big risk. So that's, like, something really scary to me right now, but
I'm really sorry.
It's okay. So it's just, like, any, like, if she could get, if she got it now, like, it could be really bad, but that's, like, one. The other one, when I was in seventh grade, I went on sabbatical, and I lived in New Zealand and Spain.
Wow, okay. That is, wow.
I know, that's like, amazing. A full turnaround. But that was, like, definitely an experience that shaped my whole life now. Like, I wrote my sophomore chapel talk on it. I barely did, like, a structured school. I did Khan Academy for math, but any other subject, it was kind of just, like, cultured learning, like, wherever we were. I did an immersion school for Spanish when we were in Spain, and I was, like, cut off from technology, basically, for that year, so.
What was it like in Spain? Tell me, because I've never been anywhere like it.
So, in Spain, we lived in this tiny town / city called Nerja, and it's right on the coast, and it was like we lived in this apartment. We would go, me and my mom and my sisters would go to Spanish immersion school every day, and we would go out at night. Like, the night scene was so different. Like, none of the shops are open or, like, busy in the afternoon because it's so hot, and everyone goes out and eats dinner and, like, hangs out at, like the clubs and stuff like that, and, like, the shops at, like, 10. So it's just, like, a whole different scene.
In New Zealand, how is New Zealand?
That was just insane. Like, I hope to move there and live there forever. That was just, like, a whole new world. And I, like, felt so at home there, like, literally nowhere else I've been before. And we didn't live in, like, one house. We lived in cottages for, like, a week at a time on the North Island, and we lived in a camper van on the South Island.
God. Like, did, like, the full New Zealand experience, like,
yeah,
on.
We saw all of it.
Oh, that's amazing. And the accents are, they're kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the accents. What are some of your favorite SAS memories?
I think one of my favorite memories was last year and this year was the Mall Festival, which was, like, the first time I'd ever had, last year, it was the first time I'd ever had a dorm function that was, like, that crazy and that insane, especially the apple bobbing, which, like,
oh, yeah,
both years was totally insane. Like, people were completely, like, dunking their head in. That was, like, the closest I'd ever felt with my dorm, like, and last year, especially, like, with the seniors who I was close with Reagan last year, but that, like, really brought me closer to other seniors as well. And it was just something that was, like, crazy and kind of, like, we weren't allowed to do because it was, like, outside at, like, 11 at night. Like, is, like, one of my, like, reoccurring favorite memories. I feel like one that's not, like, just one memory, but, like, throughout all of St. Andrews is my favorite time of the day is after dinner in the spring and it's still light out. And someone comes in the dining hall and says, who wants to play Foursquare? And we all run outside and play Foursquare. And the line gets really long. That's, like, just, like, the best time of the year.
Yeah, springtime. No, springtime is the best. Yeah. Like, you know, when the community, like, really comes together. No, I love that.
Seeing everyone on the front lawn, like, even just, like, playing Foursquare Frisbee is, like, one of the best feelings ever.
What brings you the most joy?
At all? Like, in general?
Yeah, in general. What do you love to do? Your passion?
That's a hard question. Well, like, yeah. I'm an extrovert, so hanging out with my friends, like, being alone is, like, not a good thing for me. So, like, definitely, like, hanging out with friends, even if we're, like, not doing anything, just, like, being with other people is, like, one of my favorite things. I love talking to people. Like, I love talking in general, but, like, I love just talking with people. I love playing lacrosse. I've been trying to, like, do some lacrosse while I'm home, but it's hard.
I saw the stick trick you did. That was very cool.
Thanks. It took me, like, 100 tries. I had my mom, like, laughing at me every time I missed it. Like, playing lacrosse, definitely. Which is odd because I played lacrosse in eighth grade. And then I didn't play freshman year because I wanted to try crew. I tried it again sophomore year. And I was really uncomfortable and, like, really not myself that year, especially in the spring. So I quit lacrosse. Then I played junior year, and then I was going to play this year. So it's like I have a weird relationship with lacrosse, but like it's my favorite sport that I play, like more than lacrosse. I mean, more than squash and field hockey. I love painting.
Painting? Oh, tell me about painting. I did not know you painted.
I'm an art major, but I don't really like drawing ever. Because drawing, you have to like erase it and stuff, but painting, you can just go right over. And I didn't really like having like a structured art class at first when I first took painting last year, but now that it's like unstructured and you can just paint whatever you want, use whatever materials you want, I really like it now. And like, even though we're not at school, like painting on my own time is even more relaxing than doing it during the class period.
Yeah,
I have art major. So yeah, I've really grown to like that.
That's awesome. What do you paint? I'm not exactly a paint artist, but I know like still life, landscape, people.
I do a lot of landscape, kind of. Like I've been working on all the houses that I lived in because I've moved quite a few times, and I also painted the camper van that I lived in New Zealand. That was my most recent project.
That's awesome.
And now I'm painting my we have like a beach slash lake house in Michigan, and I'm painting that because we have a picture of it in the fall with the like yellow leaves on like in front of the house, and the house is yellow with a blue door. I just wanted to paint all the colors.
I love that, like the blue door and the yellow house. That sounds awesome.
Really, I love painting cool things that have like meaning.
Yeah,
like everything I paint has like something to do with my family or like going to New Zealand.
Also, I know activities. I think this fall you did babysitting, right?
Yes, which was like
how
the best
was that
of my life. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. That was like the best decision ever, which was so crazy how we came to it, because Campbell and I wanted to we didn't want to play field hockey anymore because that was just super rough for us, but we were like debating between trying to manage something, but since Rob's trying to like cut out managing from everything, he was like not letting us manage. We wanted to manage JV soccer, and he's like, they don't need a manager. So then we were like going back and forth with Miss Carol on email, trying to like see if we could do cross country or if we could do like partial cross country. Like I know Reagan like did practice but didn't run races, which we kind of wanted to do. But then she was like, hey, we need babysitters if you ever consider that. And we were like, we're doing that immediately. And I was actually scared at first because I've like done a bunch of babysitting jobs like before, but I've never babysat like a baby. Like Tegan wasn't even one yet when we were babysitting her. But that turned out to be like the best decision of my St. Andrew's career because we had time to work out before it, and like getting close to Finn and Tegan was like having a child of my own.
With Finn, can he talk a lot, or it's very... I haven't talked to him a lot, honestly, but like, did he know you by name and would talk to you and stuff like that?
Yeah, he knew our names, and he still knows our names. Like sometimes I'll test him, I'll be like, hey Finn, like what's my name? He'll be like, Ingrid. But no, he got so much closer to us than we thought he would, and he has like so much more of a, like a connection than I thought a 3-year-old would have. And one day he told us that he loved us, and I cried.
That's so cute.
That was like the best day of my life.
Oh my god. Did you babysit them every day of the week, like Monday through Friday, or was it like without Wednesday? Or
no, we babysat them every day. We went to the preschool. We would take turns. Either I would push the stroller out to the preschool or Campbell would, and then we'd switch on the way back. And we would bring Finn's little bike, his push bike, and we would go out there and pick them up from the preschool, just like moms. And then we would take them back either to their house or to sports practice. And yeah, we would do that every day of the week. Sometimes we had to do it on Saturdays too. Like if there was both a cross country race and a soccer game, then we would babysit them.
So who in your life do you particularly feel connected to and grateful for? It can be part of the St. Andrews community or not. Feel free to mention multiple people.
Okay. Well, number one, Katarima, who's been my best friend since first grade, which is such a surprise to me that I've literally known her and been best friends with her since, for how old was I? Like 5. And she's just like been there for me, like through literally everything, through like sophomore year, which was like the hardest year for me at St. Andrews, through now, through like college decisions and like college process, which is severely messed up process.
Yeah.
And like, I'm able to be there like for her through like first boyfriends and everything like that. Like I'm like so grateful for her, and I want her to go to college near me. also Campbell, who I was not close with Campbell freshman year, except with field hockey. But then sophomore year, we were both on upper while, like, the majority of our friends, like, when we were in different, like, friend groups, the majority of our friends were on lower, and she was in annex. And so we became really close to Max. We, like, got kind of homesick on the first day of school during preseason. And we got close then. And then junior year, we lived right across the hallway from each other. And then senior year again. Even when, like, Katarina has been overwhelmed with things, Campbell's, like, always been there for me. Especially, like, she's, like, my own personal peer counselor. Yeah, and we do, like, literally everything together. So that's kind of good that we're close friends.
And the babysitting and everything.
Yeah. We somehow have every single class together.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
And all our frees are the same.
And it's because you do babysitting together. I know you guys do lacrosse together.
Yeah, and we did squash.
So, like, you guys are
and everything together.
Oh, my God. Well, that's awesome, though.
I'm, like, so grateful for.
And I think it's awesome because I know a lot of people, whenever they come to St. Andrews, they mention how, you know, their middle school friends weren't really, like, their friends. Like, mm-hmm. And when they go away, they lose contact and stuff. But, like, the fact that you've been so close with Katarina since you were 5, like, it just shows, like, the true, like, you know, strength of the bond. So, yeah. Like, when you go to college, like, it's kind of, you know, it's not just going to go away.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I know you mentioned you had a hard time sophomore year. Would you be willing to talk about it? If not...
Yeah, there wasn't anything in particular that just, like, started it. It's just, so I was really close friends with, I guess this kind of started it, but it didn't, like, it wasn't what made the whole year rough. But I was, like, really close friends with Spencer freshman year, and then sophomore year we had, like, a huge fight, and just everything kind of fell out. And then I kind of stayed in my room for a lot of the year, and I, like, pushed people away, just, like, not as a result of that, just, like, I think there was some, like, subconscious thing that was making me do all of that. But I would stay in my room a lot sophomore year. I would really only hang out with, like, Katarina and Caitlin, who lived right across from me. But I think it was just, like, a rough slump of the year, especially because, I don't know, there wasn't really anything that was, like, one thing that I knew that made it rough. It just, like, kept going. And I also didn't, like, try to do anything to improve it.
Yeah.
I just kind of, like, sulked in it. But then junior year, I, like, came back. I was like, I'm going to make everything up for that I did last year. And I did. So junior year was, like, definitely my peak after that.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm grateful for.
That's awesome. And would you say Spencer is one of you, like, your closest friends now?
Yes, he 100% is.
That's awesome. Now, going quickly back to the activities, it's kind of random, but I know you're part of Knox and Tones. How's that been, like, your journey through Knox and Tones?
Knox was so interesting for me because the only reason I auditioned was because my friend wanted to audition and then she didn't go through it. I said I would do it with her just as moral support and then she didn't go through with it. So I auditioned anyway and then I somehow got into the only spot that was available junior year, which was crazy to me because I like singing, but I never really thought that I'd be like an a cappella singer.
Yeah.
Like, now that I think back on it, like, my mom and I would always harmonize to songs in the car when we were little. Like, that was, like, a special thing that we would do. But it was just so surprising to me. And then last year, Knox and Tones was really fun. This year, for some reason, they're, like, the vibe was a little different. But then once we started getting into doing senior songs, it was really fun. It was fun being a senior in it. Right now, we're not just going to give up, but we're going to try to do a song, like, all the seniors are going to, like, lead in a song that didn't get to perform yet. So, like, everyone but Molly, Ava, and Billy, because they performed on stage. So we're going to try to do that, but I don't know how it's going to work yet.
Just some, like, virtual choir. Well, I'm definitely tuned in. So excited. But, yeah, I knew Miss Crane would not give up that easy.
Especially. Oh, yeah.
Can you describe a specific moment of ethos for you at St. Andrews? Mm-hmm. And you can define ethos in any way you want. I know it's very, like, broad.
Yeah, it is broad.
Complex term.
I've never really, like, even thought about the exact definition of ethos. Like, an example of ethos?
Yeah.
Yeah, we, like, say ethos, but I feel like we never...
Yeah.
The exact definition. It's like, the culture and the community.
Yeah,
the, like, characteristic. The vibe of the community. Sure. I think, like, back to the front lawn and hanging out on the front lawn, like, everyone out there, especially on free days and spring fling, Especially just after dinner when everyone decides to go outside and we all play Foursquare together or everyone is involved in one activity that's, like, unstructured.
Yeah.
Is, like, one of the biggest, like, examples of ethos. Because I feel like why our school has ethos as its, like, coined word is because we don't have the, like, strong cliques and the like, selectiveness of other high schools.
Yeah, 100%.
And everyone's friends with everyone. Even if they're not, like, in a friend group, like, everyone has talked to everyone, which is, like, so special to me.
What's it like having a dad working at St. Andrews?
So this one has changed, like, every year. Freshman year, I would, like, use him a lot. Like, I would ask him to take me out all the time. Sophomore year, I, like, didn't want him to be a faculty there. Like, sophomore year, I was, like, I just, like, didn't want to be a part of that because I didn't want to be, like, the faculty child. And then junior year and senior year, now I'm just, I can go to him whenever. I'll still ask him to take me places, especially, like, during study hall or, like.
Of course.
I'll be like, hey, can you take me and James to Wawa? Like, and it's, like, 10 o'clock at night, which is, like, fun. It's also fun, like, I don't know. He, like, knows what's going on at my school, so I don't have to be the one to, like, explain everything at home. Or, like, if there's something happening at school, like, I don't have to. I'll be able to get more knowledge about it. Insider source.
That's the info. Okay, this is kind of a little bit, not darker, but do you have any major regrets? If you could turn back time and redo any moment in your life, which moment would it be and why?
So in my whole life?
Your whole life.
Okay, that's okay.
Whole entire life, Ingrid. No pressure.
I think one thing I regret, not hugely, but I've thought about a lot recently, is trying to be closer to my middle school friends or enjoying middle school more. I hated middle school and I wanted to leave all of the time, but not because, like, of any certain thing that was happening. I just, like, I don't know. I just did not enjoy being in middle school. And, like, I loved my friends, like, Katarina, and I had, a friend, Brooke, who's, like, my best friend, who I'm still in touch with. We're just not that close. But I wish I had stayed closer with some people after that, because I know other people in my grade from middle school have stayed close. So I regret that a little bit. I also regret not, like, trying to fix whatever was happening to myself sophomore year and just letting myself, like, live in a slump like that.
No, I also, like, I guess kind of personal, but, like, just everyone at St. Andrews, I feel like a lot of them talk about a slump sometime, you know what I mean? Like, during sophomore year, freshman year, sometimes junior year and stuff. But, like, again, I've not been through what you've been through, but from I know where you are now, I think it's awesome. I think, like, when people think of you, Ingrid, it's like, you know, like, you're super funny, you're super, like, you're hysterical, nice, you're energetic. Like, again, you're an extrovert, you know, but, like, super nice also. Well, we really appreciate it. Just go off. So, in a way to kind of end the interview, do you have anything you want to say to your future self? And on top of that, it's kind of like, also, what are you looking forward to in the future? So it could be in quarantine, it could be in college, after college. So where do you want to be? What are you looking forward to? Advice to your future self.
In college, I definitely don't want to, like, waste time or just let, I want to, like, live my life to the fullest in college. Because, like, I feel like now that I'm in quarantine, I know I took St. Andrews for granted. And especially, like, living there, or not living there, but, like, I grew up there. I feel like I really took that for granted. So in college, I don't want to take my time there for granted. It's, like, making me emo.
Now, 4 years go by really quick.
They do. They go by so fast.
What are you looking forward to the most in the future?
What am I looking forward to? Definitely just being in college, and then definitely after college. I mean, this is, like, super far in the future, but I, like, can't wait to get married. I love weddings, and I want to get married and, like, have a family. Yeah. And I'm excited for my 5-year reunion, even though it's, like, 6 years away.
It's crazy. Can't you imagine, like, everyone in your grade after college?
Yeah, just, like, seeing how they all change, seeing who comes, seeing who's with who. Like, I'm excited for that, but also, like, sad for that.
Yeah.
Like, 5 years out of high school. That's, like, far, but not that far from now.
Yeah, oh my god, it's gonna be so crazy. Is everyone's gonna change in college too and everything? Yeah,
exactly.
One thing, because I know you live close by, so I hope you'll visit definitely, like during your breaks, homecoming.
Duh.
For that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited. I miss you so much.
Oh, I miss you too, Gwen.